Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pigskin Nation. It's great of you to join us. I am Chucky Pigskin. And with me, as always, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Sweet Lou from Brooklyn. All right.
You had another
all right.
Nickname for me, though, right? What was the one you used to call me?
Lou.
No, Chucky.
Sweet Lou, Big Lou?
No, you used to say that, what did you say? I forgot. It was Lou from Brooklyn,
shit.
But you had another word in there, and it was cool.
Lou from Brooklyn Matters, yes.
Yeah,
Lou from Brooklyn Matters.
Sweet Lou, that's what I was going for. All right, let's Hollywood.
Lou from Brooklyn Matters. Yeah. Also, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the What is it? The UWC? United World Champion? The United World Champion, Hollywood Tony P. Mr. Hollywood Tony P. United
World Champion. Get it right or pay the price.
The United.
Your phone, Hollywood, where is it? Because it sounds like it's like a little muffled.
My phone is in my hand.
Oh, all right. That's why. Anyway, are we ready to talk about our cities?
I don't know. We got a result, so I thought we were going over.
Anyway,
let's start
with the Giants. Listen to this. The big thing is the Giants, if they – in the second pick for the draft, right, with all these great young quarterbacks, the Panthers are number one. Guess who? Panthers will get the number one pick, but guess who gets the pick? The Bears, if the Panthers get the number one pick. The Cardinals will get the third pick, the Patriots the fourth, and the Bears will get the fifth pick, say the Panthers don't get. The Giants have a chance to get the first pick, and they're all saying Caleb Williams or what's this other kid's name? Caleb Williams and Drake May. Yep. And they got
Drake
other quarterbacks. And yeah, they got listen, this what's his name that's out, the quarterback on the Giants? He signed a $35 million 3-year deal, right? He's going to be back next year, but I think he won't be there in 2 or 3 years, and these young quarterbacks that'll get drafted in the 24 draft, one of them is going to be on the Giants. Yep. And look, there's a chance for Quinn Ewers. They talk about Quinn Ewers. They talk about I need a light. But light is crap.
I'll tell you what, man. The freaking Giants need all the help they can get over there. They're looking
bad.
That's
right.
They're looking freaking
They're not
going to
fire
man.
The coach because the coach, it's really not his fault. They were arguing.
They're looking so
on
bad. I'm ashamed to say the Cowboys are in the same division, man.
You know, if I was gambling real money, I would only make one or two bets a week. And last week, the Giants, I would have put the house on the Dallas Cowboys. I knew it, man. Yep.
I mean, I knew they were going to win, and I would have been okay giving up the points, too. I just knew they were going to win
easily.
By 21.
They covered
they
that point
They gave up 16 and a half.
Over, twice over. It's crazy, man. That was
this week, This week, the point spread, I think, is less.
Well, we'll go over that one
week.
When we get, right. And the Jets,
they're
talking about the people and the writers say that they should sit down the kid and play one of their backups. But he might not, the coach of the Jets, because they're still 4 wins and 5 losses. And they're in the race. And what's his name still says he's going to come back. And he's going to make news where he's going to break the record for the quickest healing of an ACL.
Yeah, he's coming back. Oh, yeah. I'm sure he's coming back.
He wants
There's no
to come
way
back
he's
in
not
December.
Coming. He said he's
At
coming
the end
back.
Of December, he wants to come back. How
he's
about
Aaron
that?
Fucking Rodgers. He's coming back. The
it's
thing
a
is, are they going to be in a
you
position
that,
where it matters?
One doctor says if he does that, he better be completely healed, because if he goes down and gets hit or something, he could be a cripple for the rest of his life. Because don't forget, he's 39 years old. Yep. One writer wanted to start a, what do they call that when you start rumors, right? And what did he say? Wait a minute. He said it's remarked. This guy's remarks follow recent commentary on the Dan Labard show with this guy Stu Gatz, right? You ever hear of him? When Billy Gill...
Yeah, Dan Lippincott.
He said it's crazy to wonder if Aaron Rodgers never really tore his Achilles. He shouldn't do that. He's starting stuff. And then everybody's going to start whispering. You think this is a setup? No, it wasn't, man. Torres freaking Achilles. I don't like them two guys. I don't. Why did they even give him press? I don't know, man. So that's it for that. And they're saying other stuff about, what's her name, Swift and Travis Kelce. They said it's a propaganda concoction by the NFL to have them together. It helps the ratings. Hey.
She loves him. She really loves him.
They do. They are boyfriend and girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
They are. They're probably made for each other. Like their families, they're about the same. They're from the same areas. So that's it. She must love him because she goes everywhere he plays. Even
he
if
went,
she's in
he
concert.
Went to Barbados, wherever on the bye week he went to go see her play.
Yep. When she's in concert, she'll even if it's just for one day, she'll hop on a jet and go see him playing that. Yep. Yes, to be. So what about now? I guess we're going to go to Hollywood. Tell us about that Denver game.
Oh, no, we already burned
the Denver
too much time, man.
I know, right. But it looks like that Denver team is like juiced up, man. He's got them doing their thing. And they played the Bills. They beat them at the end of the game because the guy who came on the field and made 13 plays, right? The guy missed it, and then he got the second chance because they should have lost that game. I'll tell you what, there must have been bettors that were breaking their televisions, right? They probably wanted to kill that guy that came on the field. Yep.
So, Hollywood, what's going on in Denver, man? Is it snowing? Is it cold as fuck? Cold as a witch's
no,
pit?
No, it's not snowing. It's a little chilly. And, what, CU?
We're getting the weather that you had. It's going to be 62 degrees here tomorrow. It's
to a bowl game.
Of course, it was 35 last night.
And then the Broncos, they're playing the Vikings, but they're coming in. It's a home game, so I don't know. It might be warm, so the Vikings might have a
that's Sunday, man. And
Sunday
they're
night,
at the Broncos.
Sunday night football.
It's different there. If it's 35, 40 degrees and it's not snowing, It's not like a damp cold, right? It's like dry cold. So
yeah,
it's more comfortable.
Yeah, right. Much more comfortable. Much nicer.
If fucking Colorado was an ice cube in the winter.
Comfortable. And that's all I got to show, that's all.
If you had to live
well,
in a warm
man, we
climate
got great
or
weather,
cold,
man.
I would
it's
rather
been in the 70s over here this week.
Right. What are you in Dallas,
fantastic
right?
Weather in the 70s.
Yeah,
just
you're in
it.
Dallas, and you never get snow in Dallas, or you do a little, right? A coating.
Well, I'm in Houston, but Dallas, yeah, they get snow in Dallas usually like maybe like once a year.
How about you got, do you get it?
Not too much. No, it's rare. It's rare for us to get snow here in Houston.
Yeah.
It's very rare.
A lot of people move to states where they don't, because it gets to a point where they don't like snow and cold. Because it beats people up. It does. It does.
Hey, you guys with me?
We're here. We are all there.
What the fuck happened?
I don't know what happened. Let's get to results. Now.
The results. Let's do it right. Yeah. Let me get with the light.
The
point
is,
all right, let's go with the first
Chuck
game.
Chuck has 70. Can you just stop talking over people? I know that this is a radio show and everything like that.
I didn't know you were going to give this the
you know, you just you've been talking and talking
right,
and talking. And, you know, okay, thank you. It's 79 for Chuck, 74 for me, and 74 for you.
Okay, ready.
Hey.
You ready? The first
all right.
was the Bears home against the Panthers. We all had the Bears. So.
And we all won.
We all won. Then the Cowboys, Giants, we all had the Cowboys. We all won.
Right? The Cowboys beat the Giants, are you sure?
Yeah, man.
And
nobody was going to bet on that one.
The Jets at the Raiders. I had
the
Raiders. Hollywood had the Raiders. Chuck had the Jets. And
my God. I lost money on that fucking game. I was so pissed off, man.
They don't lose by a lot of points.
Came down to the very end that game.
Right.
Who had what now?
We have a win on the Raiders. Chuck has a loss with the Jets. Okay. You got
that was
right.
The final game. I was tied up with a colleague at work. And then fucking that game came on, and then boom, I lost,
yep.
and that was over.
Yep.
Fuck.
I got disgusted watching it because even though I picked the Raiders, I was in my heart rooting for the Jets, and they never pull anything out. They always, like, disappoint people. Here we go. We go to the Germany game, the Patriots.
Wait a minute. How about the fucking Raiders, man, on a two-week win streak already with their new coach, Antonio Pierce, former Giant, no less.
Ex-Giant linebacker, right. That won a Super Bowl with Eli.
Yeah, who was a freaking menace.
Yep, he was a mean son of a bitch, that guy. He's good linebacker. Yep.
Yeah, he was.
He brought another guy with him. I forgot his name.
So
and,
good for him, man, coaching the
Raiders.
You
know,
I don't think he's going to go to
general manager or whatever, because he said it. He said, this is a tough job. But he says he's going to, I think he'll be all right for them, man, the Raiders. Even though I'm used to calling them the Oakland Raiders, but they're now in Las Vegas. Okay, Germany, the Patriots against the Colts. I had the Patriots, oh, shit. And you and Hollywood had the Colts, so I get a loss.
Why would you pick the Patriots?
Because I figured this team can't lose to them, man. And then all of a sudden, at the end, Belichick is almost pulling his hair out of his head. And his assistant coaches were yelling at players and stuff. Fucking man. Anyway, here we go. Bengals were at home against the Texans. and we all had the Bengals, and that game was a loss right at the end of the game. Right, Chuck?
Oh, man, what a great fucking game.
That was
good. There's already talk of C.J. Stroud in the MVP.
That
kid is good. A rookie, and they're talking about him as an MVP already? Oh, my, I can't freaking believe it. This guy is such a badass quarterback. Now, he did have a couple of mistakes, especially there at the end that cost him a touchdown and shit.
Yeah,
and next thing
you
know
that, a kid that age, he took that team at the end of the game.
Confident.
What a great, I swear he's going to be good. He was the number two pick. Number two pick.
That was a great ending, man. And I tell you what, man, I just might have to order me a C.J. Stroud jersey.
Yes,
C.J.
Stroud.
Because it's a, you know, it's what have you done for me lately? The fucking Cowboys ain't done shit for me. Here they are with fucking Dak Prescott, who never proved, never fucking been able to win the big one.
With the Cowboys, the quarterback, right? The quarterback on the Cowboys, you hear when he's over the center and he goes, here we go. You ever hear when he's, right?
Well,
here we go.
Well, you know, he just recently came up with that. He just started doing that about two or three games ago.
Wow.
And so yeah, so that's
I
why
think it sounds like
beauty.
You know, minor league. I don't know.
I mean,
everybody has.
You got Green Bay's. I'm sorry, the Jets' is Aaron Rodgers. Now
Aaron
he's got
Rodgers,
Zach Wilson. Green 18.
Yeah, he changes it up.
Green
and they 18. Said he's the best at it, Aaron Rodgers. He has teams
it's
always
Green
jumping 18. Off the. I want him
and Tony
to
Romo had one. What was Tony Romo's?
Tony Romo.
No, he always said Omaha. Yeah, he always said Omaha along with fucking Manning.
All right.
Omaha.
Let's go to the game. Next game was the Saints against the Packers, right? I think.
Green 18!
The Saints.
Vikings.
Wait a minute. The Saints. All right, Chuck had the Saints.
Another fucking game that let me down.
Yep. The Packers.
I got up that morning.
I had the.
It wasn't the Packers. It was the Vikings.
It's the Saints against the Packers.
Saints versus the Vikings.
This is week 10, right? Last week.
The Saints versus the Vikings.
Is that the next game?
The Saints versus the. You said the Saints.
The
Steelers
Saints
versus the
Vikings. Right, I smoked, that's why. The Saints and the Vikings. I had the Vikings. Hollywood had the Vikings. Chuck had the Saints.
Yeah, and the Vikings won.
Oh,
fuck. So pissing me off, man. I woke up that morning, Sunday. I had the fucking lead. I was like, oh, man, I won the game Thursday night. I won the early game Sunday. And then I'm going through and watching the games and shit. Next thing you know, the fucking Saints fucking let me down. Pissing me off, man. And another thing, the Vikings got they got a new quarterback over there. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, Joshua Dobbs.
I never heard of him, but he looks pretty good.
Oh, man, he's been in like 12 teams in 12 years. That's why you've never heard of him.
He was always a backup.
But he's been around, yeah. But you know he's getting the job done, and right now the light is on him. So I don't know. We'll see how it develops for the Vikings. But
right, the Steelers were at home against the Packers, and you had the Steelers, I had the Steelers, and Hollywood had the Packers. So it looks like Hollywood gets a loss there, because the Steelers are surprising this year. That guy Pickett has been playing decently.
I hate the fucking Steelers, man, and I hate to say it, but damn, they're actually holding up. I've been picking them lately, and they're getting me points. So
a couple of writers are even saying this guy Pickett on the Steelers, he comes through. They've won two in a row, I think. So that's that.
They're second in their division.
You got that one right, Hollywood.
Yes.
Chuck had it. I had the Steelers, and you had the Packers, and the next game is the Buccaneers against the Titans. I had the Buccaneers, Chuck had the Buccaneers, and Hollywood had the Titans. What was the outcome of that one?
Buccaneers won.
You get another loss then.
Yes, I do.
Sorry to say that. Anyway, all right. The 49ers against the Jaguars, playing at the Jaguars. The Jaguars lost. Chuck had the 49ers. He has a win.
We
and Hollywood have a loss. We both took the...
Wait a minute. You guys had the Jags?
Yeah, they lost right at the end of the game, the Jaguars. Long hair. He had one of his worst.
He
had one of his worst games.
Adam.
They said he had a pretty bad game. I don't see them
what
losing.
Was the score
of
that?
What?
34-3.
Yeah,
34-3.
What are you talking about, Lou?
Right, I'm thinking of another game. Right.
Yeah.
They got ripped. It's true. He had his worst game of the year. They said.
Yeah, long hair. Fucking stunk it up out there, man.
Chuck gets the win. Me and Hollywood get up the loss on that.
I mean, I was baffled when you guys didn't pick the 49ers.
Right.
I was
with the 49ers weeks in a row, and I don't know why I went against them. But, of course,
the
Jaguars were at home. They were at home. And,
we're talking about the weather. And
the weather was nice, real grass. And the freaking kid plays his worst game of the year.
Whatever, they both have the exact same win-loss
record
ratio.
Yeah. All right, so let's go to this game.
Yeah, the 49ers came off a losing streak.
Yep, and they're getting some players back, Deebo Smith, and I'll tell you, the 49ers are rolling again. That's right.
Oh, man. Right. I'm afraid the Cowboys are going to have to go through the fucking 49ers if they're going to make it in the playoffs. And I'm not too sure that that's going to happen because it hasn't happened the last 2 years.
Yeah. That was because of the quarterback. Let's see if he can do it this year, right? On Dallas.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Let's do the Raven game. In the against the Browns, the Ravens were at home. We all had the Ravens.
We all lost.
We all lost.
Oh man, the freaking Browns! Man, I tell you, that defense is freaking legit.
Yeah.
That defense is so legit, man. It's freaking awesome. They
and
even
the quarterback.
So, the Ravens still put up points. What was the final on that?
33-31.
Yep.
Yeah. So they still put up 30 points on that defense. But that defense is scary looking, man. And I don't know what's going to happen
the Browns
going
got
forward.
The quarterback
because I know
now.
Deshaun Watson is back, and he finally played like Deshaun Watson was supposed to play.
Yeah. Well, don't forget he was out of football for 2 years, and you just can't come back
and
play like.
Yeah, he was getting like... a massage, you know.
Yeah, he loves that. And at the end of the game, he took the hit that hurt his ankle. And there's a possibility that he might not play this Sunday, but the coach says he's going to play. So who knows with that. All right, let's go to the game. The Falcons against the Cardinals at the Cardinals. And we all had the Falcons.
And we all lost.
Oh, gee. Ay, ay, ay.
25-23. The Cardinals beat the Falcons.
Two more games.
Oh,
all right.
My God, another fucking game. This one and the Saints happened like simultaneously.
Yep.
And I'm like watching my lead go down. I'm like, oh, fuck.
What's his name on the Cardinals, the quarterback? He won that game for them. He was out.
Oh, yeah,
so many
Kyler
games.
Murray. If I would have known that he was going to be back,
yeah, I
did not know that he was going to be back. Had I known that he was going to be back, I think I would have gone Cardinals on that.
Yep. All right, so we go to the Lions against the Chargers, at the Chargers. We all picked the Lions.
Yay, we all won.
Yay.
Hooray.
And wait, there's two more games. The Seahawks against the Commanders. And we all had the Seahawks.
And we all win again.
And this was a good game. The Bills, Broncos. I had the Bills, Chuck had the Bills, and Hollywood had the Broncos.
Yep.
And he picks up a win. And that's the scores.
Wait a minute. Who won that one? What do
Watch
we have?
The Bills.
What do we have?
We had the Bills. You and me and Hollywood had the Broncos. And
all right.
That's
because the Bills, because the Bills were favored by 7 points, and you all took the
took
the Bills.
They fired
so the
their
final,
offensive
the final
coordinator
score,
after the game.
The final score is 86-81-81, and so this week Chuck got 7 right, I got 5 right, and Lou got no. I got 7 right. Sorry. Chuck got 7, I got 7, and Lou got 7. So we all got 7 right, 7-7-7.
It stays the same, the score, right?
Yeah, we all got 7.
Yep. And that's this. And you know, the Bills fired their offensive coordinator.
Yeah, I saw that today.
Right.
They got mad they lost, really.
Yeah, because they should have won.
Are you on the board, Chuck, or you know, you're not at home yet?
I'm about to be on the board right now here shortly.
Oh,
but
okay,
we can
yeah.
do standings if you want, or
I'll do that. Well, I mean, I don't – you can go to do all the commercial shit because you know what they're titled.
You want
to
go
and,
to – you're going to do half the
well,
commercial?
No. Until he gets to – we got to wait for Chuck to get to the board. But don't call in because I'm calling.
Oh, he's probably coming home from work or picking up his daughter, right, Chuck?
He had to go. Yeah. He had to go get some medicine on the corner of Crack Avenue.
Oh, stop
and
it! Yeah,
stop it.
Oh, stop it!
Behind the dollar store.
That's crazy.
Stop it, man! It's none of that.
Stop the rumors, man.
It's not rumors. I didn't say anything.
But I am at the board now.
I used to have to sit in a Taco Bell parking lot and wait for the dude with the weed, and then he'd drive up, and then I'd get out of my car and get into his car, get the weed, and then get out of my car and get back into my car, and then we'd drive away, never
and
eating
that,
Taco
and
Bell.
And that was when it was illegal.
Never eating Taco Bell. Yeah, that was when they tell you to drive out for 3 hours. You get somewhere, and then you wait 2 more hours because
the
person's like, the
cops will
I'm coming.
Oh, no. Where you guys go? Where are you guys? I can't hear you.
I'm all, you can't hear me?
I can hear you. All right, good. So, yeah, no, my guy's totally different. My guy, we pull up at the McDonald's, and then he comes out and from his car. And he delivers to me, and then I take the fuck off.
There's
so
delivery
he.
Places. Oh, yeah. But it's illegal in Texas. It's not like New York and Colorado.
But you know, but I prefer to get my mind the old-fashioned way, though. I kind of like.
I like that better too, because that's the way we
I
used
really
to
do.
Yep.
No, I like going into the store and getting an ounce for $35. Which I did yesterday. So, and
but
it's 26%. It's 26% indica. It's not shake. It's ground flour. And it doesn't matter because it's 26% indica and it's not.
If you wanted to buy an indica full, not like 100% indica, you are not going to pay $30. You're going to pay
Yeah,
more.
You are. That was an ounce. If you want the buds, it's $76 for the ounce of the 26% indica with the nug. And that's after tax.
I'll tell you what, man. This indica will get you flying high.
I prefer.
And we will be back after this flying high song from, Ozzy Osbourne. And these words.
from our sponsors. So, yeah, we'll be right back. Pigskin Nation, only on the World Generation Podcast.
Is in your hands. If you believe in parties, re-elect President Mr. Hollywood Tony B. Party is his middle name. President Mr. Hollywood Tony P's party platform means doing more jobs, better recreation, bigger civic improvements, and lower taxes. On Election Day, cast your vote for a proven champion. Re-elect President Mr. Hollywood Tony P. Remember, fellow citizens, the future is in your hands.
Guys, you're on your way home from the wild party that just ended a half hour ago. Or perhaps you're on your way to work like me. Either way, a commercial comes on your radio telling you they can make your hair grow back. Well, listen up, guys. It's a bunch of BS. Period. Your hair is not growing back. Don't be that guy who spends his hard-earned money on a bunch of phony baloney and a bottle of snake oil. Or worse yet, don't be that guy that people go around whispering about behind your back every time you turn around, because it will happen. Trust me on this. I've seen it firsthand, but I digress. Instead, be the guy who is more accepting of who he is. You can even shave your head completely and get an earring or two, anything. But don't become a mockery of yourself. Don't do it, guys.
This has been a public service announcement brought to you by the World Generation Podcast Network.
United World Champion, hosting UWA Today, UWA News and Matches, and inside information of the entire indie wrestling scene. Listen as the drama unfolds live, only on the World Generation Podcast Network.
Crimson Fire Cigars. Come on in and enjoy the game. Come on in and relax with friends. Come on in and light them up at Friendly Fire Cigars, where they carry top brands such as Arturo Puente, DAO, Romeo and Julieta, Avo, Monte Cristo, Ashton, and many, many more. Friendly Fire Cigars, where they have amenities such as comfortable leather seating, 4 HD TVs with 4 separate cable receivers, Netflix, Wi-Fi, cigar locker rental, patio seating, and much, much more. Where do you want to go? Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire Cigars. 1905 South Derry Ashford. Friendly Fire Cigars. Get there.
We welcome you to the Lone Star State with big wide open arms. But if you're trapping litter, well, that's cause for some alarm. You gotta keep our environment clean, and that's the honest truth. So don't you mess with Texas, lest you wanna get the boot. Go, don't mess with Texas. This land is for me and you. From Dallas to the valley, every highway looking dandy, so future generations can enjoy too.
World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Welcome, welcome, Pigskin Nation, the World Generation Podcast Network. Sitting here with the United World Champion, Mr. Hollywood, Tony P, and his father, Sweet Lou from Brooklyn Matters. And we are talking football right here on Pigskin Nation, guys.
Yes.
So, yeah, it was a hell of a week last week. The stupid Jets Raiders game.
The Jets.
At the
now
end.
I got to ask
fuck
you guys
up,
a question. If you had a choice to put either the guy Boyle or Trevor Siemian, who would you put in to replace Zach? Because they're saying Zach needs a rest, even though he's only 22 or 23.
Siemian was on the Broncos, so I only know him, but I would say he's okay. Put him in.
Who's Boyle?
Susan Boyle. She sang.
Hey, yeah.
She's got a Boyle on her butt, right?
Yeah, I got to go Trevor Siemian because, you know, I've at least heard of him.
Me too.
You know,
yes, but
I've at least heard of that guy. Actually, I think he came out of the same draft class that Dak Prescott came out of.
Yeah.
The draft class that Prescott came out of, I think he's the only one who's had any kind of success, and it's not even really been success.
When you see Zach Wilson, he looks like he could throw a great ball and everything, but there's just something when he's like he gets all excited and he makes his mistakes. Don't forget, they don't lose by a lot of points, these Jets. Really.
Yeah.
The Giants is getting wiped out every game. Excuse me.
So tomorrow, coming up, Thursday Night Football, and I will be watching on Amazon, by the way, with Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit.
The Ravens-Bengal game, yeah.
Bengals-Ravens.
At Ravens. You want to do this style?
Yeah, let's go ahead and get into it.
I'm saying, this is
going to be hard.
I am.
No, it's not. Ravens.
Hollywood takes Ravens. I take Ravens.
You guys didn't even let me fucking build that up, man. Shame on you guys. I'm over here trying to build this shit up, man. You guys just fucking
You built it up good. You want
you
the Ravens.
Take the Bengals.
Right,
take the Bengals. We'll take the Ravens.
I'm taking the fucking Bengals.
Oh, Chuck takes the Bengals.
Good.
You know, you might have a point there, Chuck, because it seems that the Bengals don't lose two games in a row, and the quarterback on the Bengals, he could come back and win, even though the Ravens, you know,
they're not going to lose two
by
in a row.
3.5 points, the Ravens.
They're not going to lose two in a row, the Ravens.
Well, we'll see. The next game is the Washington Redskins Commanders, and that they're at home against the Giants.
No, you had it right the first time. It's Redskins.
Yeah, right. I know. I hated that when they changed, man.
And they're going to win, unfortunately.
And it's 10-point favorites, Commanders. And I will take the Commanders. They're shit, the Giants.
I'll take the Commanders, too. You got it.
You got it. Right.
I'm taking the Redskins.
Oh, man. Oh, wait, let me see. You're taking the Redskins?
Yes.
Wow. Even, you know what? They're not a bad team. Wait a minute. You're taking the Redskins. Oh, we all taking them. Oh, all right.
You want to take the Giants, you could go ahead and take the Giants.
Not me, man. Okay. The Bills are at home against the Jets, and I'm taking the Bills because they're not losing two in a row.
No, I don't think so. Because they fired who they fired? They fired
the offensive coordinator.
And who have they got as replacing him?
I don't know. They just said he was fired in the paper.
Well, without knowing who the new offensive coordinator is, how the fuck?
Right.
Hold on. Bills offensive coordinator.
And the quarterback, Allen, on the Bills.
Joe Brady.
He's got to have a good game because they're out of the playoff picture when they lost Sunday. That hurt their position.
Who is Joe Brady? Who is Joe Brady? He's
never heard of him.
He's the interim replacement.
Is this the guy, the offensive coordinator? That's his replacement?
For now, Joe Brady. Whoever the fuck that is.
Probably somebody that was on the sidelines. And they're going to... that's dangerous.
Shit, this is making it difficult because the offensive coordinator, I mean, I guess they're not going to change
still
much
taking
of
the Bills.
They're
going to rally around this new offensive coordinator. Don't forget, the Bills are not a bad team.
What about the Jets?
The Jets, they're not a bad team either. They don't lose by a lot of points, but I'm taking the Bills.
I'll take the Bills too, I guess, even though...
Chuck, who do you take?
Man, how I would love to take the Jets. You know what? I'm going to be rooting for the Jets, but put me down for the fucking Bills. The Bills are going to I think the Bills are going to win.
If they play their backup quarterback, there's no way the Jets could win that game.
I mean, imagine if they win two upstate New York.
Oh, and
the Jets are going upstate New York.
The weather is different though because it's near one of the Great Lakes, and they get lake effect snow. It's always colder. It could be 60 in New York City, and it'll be only 50 something up in Buffalo. So you know, I don't know what the weather is going to be in Buffalo. It's easy to find out, but anyway.
It's a 3:25 afternoon game. I will be watching it.
Yep, I want to see that one. All right, the Browns at home giving 4 points to the Steelers.
Oh.
I'm going with the Browns, and I shouldn't. I've been going with the Steelers.
They're both they're
I'm
both
going with the Browns. I'm going
they
with
have
the
both
Browns.
Six wins, 6-3. I'm gonna flip a Kern. This is a Kern.
It's a 4-point favorite.
It's a Kern. Look at that 6-3. I'm
Las Vegas just knows something. They
Las
make
Vegas
the Browns.
Can eat my Kern. All right. The heads will be. Well, Browns are the tail because that's
Norton used
it's
to say, "Heads I win, tails you lose."
All right. Steelers will be heads. Browns will be shit ass tails. And the winner is, let's go the Browns.
You're going to Browns. I'm going with the Browns.
The Kern said shit stain all the way.
Chuck, who do you take?
I'm going with the Browns. I think the Browns are going to win this game. I think this last win that they had this past weekend is going to galvanize the team a little bit.
Good this year. Yep.
And the offense is going to start matching the play of the defense is what I'm thinking for the Browns moving forward. But we'll have to wait and see how it develops.
Yep. Here's the next game. The Detroit Lions at home giving 10 points to the Chicago Bears.
Oh, yeah. Put me down for
those
for the Lions.
Those two teams are not far from each other, Detroit and Chicago. So, you know what? I can't go against the Lions. I've been going.
Lions are 7-2. The Bears are 3-7. I will take the Lions. Give me the.
Put me down for the Lions. Thank you very much. Two shithole cities, by the way.
Yeah.
Detroit and Chicago.
Oh.
Glorious fucking cities.
They always. I remember they said
two glory hole cities.
Oh, we're going to bring Detroit back. That place is like ghost town, man. Even
two
though,
fucking glory hole cities.
See, all those states, they're not far from the Great Lakes, and that's like bitter weather coming from Canada. Anyway, the Chargers at the Packers, giving 3 points. I'm going to – oh, that's at Green Bay.
Packers are 3-6. The Chargers are. This is an NFC versus AFC. 4-5 are the Chargers.
Yeah, that's the Packers are 3-6. But it's funny because it's AFC versus NFC.
I'm going with
what do you think the weather's going to be like? And do you think that's going to impact the Chargers' play?
If they have cold, snowy, because that's Green Bay, Wisconsin. Wisconsin is just cold and snowy. Even though they have heat rods under the grass in Green Bay. Otherwise, their field would freeze.
I don't know. I mean, the Chargers aren't that terrible.
I'm taking the Chargers. I like the quarterback, that young kid. Good.
What is
Justin
the,
Herbert.
What is the line on it?
They're 3-point favorites. And they're under and over is 44 points.
I hate that I have to pick the Chargers because I want them to lose because they're statistically tied with the Broncos for.
Yeah. So who are you taking?
I'm going to pick the Chargers.
Okay, Hollywood takes the Chargers. This is one of those games where Green Bay could be at home, right, and win it, right? Because they've been ripping them and saying
they could, but you know what? But they're not, man.
Yeah,
I think that Justin Herbert's gonna, have a new, create a new challenge for the Packers defense, who's looking kind of weak.
They're at home,
so I think he's gonna pick them apart little by little.
They have fans that love them.
The Chargers are gonna win this game at on the road.
Cheeseheads, you ever see them? It's a whole stadium with cheeseheads. Yep.
It's going to be 47 degrees on Sunday at
Green Bay.
The Chargers are going to turn them into fucking cheese whiz.
That's right. So Chuck's taking the Chargers too. I know it, right?
Yeah. They're going to turn them into cheese whiz, man.
Yeah. Here's the game that I like. It's one of my good games of the week. Dolphins at home against the Raiders, giving 12 points, but I don't care. It's going to be like, almost like, I think, like Dallas against the Giants. I'm taking the Dolphins.
I'm going to take the Dolphins because the Raiders aren't going to win. Are you kidding me?
Even though they can't come near this team, the Dolphins have great
at home.
Did you see that guy catch the ball with one hand? Last week.
The best catch was Cortland Sutton with the two feet in the end zone in the Broncos game.
Oh,
there,
that. But this guy
that was the
caught
catch
a 30-yard pass with one hand.
Did you see his toe was like there was a millimeter?
He was like toe dancing. And he was in bounds.
Yeah, that was a great catch, man. Dolphins. There's no way that the Raiders defense is going to match up against that
Dolphin
receivers,
games.
Man.
Raiders are 5-5, so hopefully they lose.
Miami, what's the weather going to be on Sunday in Miami? Probably 80 degrees or something.
It's going to be moist. Vegas plays inside.
It rains in the Miami areas.
Well, it's going to be 81 degrees, so it's going to be hot and muggy.
Great. The Raiders play indoors.
Vegas is dry. It doesn't matter. Vegas is very dry. Yeah, and it's dry. They're not going to – just because it's indoors doesn't mean it stops it from being a dry climate.
No, but they make it a constant 72 degrees in the stadium, right?
Good.
And they control
but
the humidity.
But it doesn't matter because it's going to be 81 degrees and muggy in fucking Miami.
Dolphins are going to rip them.
Yeah, they're gonna beat them.
All right, we go now to the Packers. The Dallas Cowboys play the worst team in the league, the Panthers, and they're giving them 10.5 points. And you got to go with Dallas.
I got to go with the Panthers in this one.
Really?
Stop it.
The one is stop.
Fucking liar.
You're taking the
Cowboys.
You're taking the Panthers.
Change it, man. Don't fucking call your dad and change it.
Let me ask you something. you didn't take. You really want the Panthers?
No, I want the Cowboys.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I bet on it.
I'm gonna go to DraftKings right now and put $50 on the Panthers. Because if they win, I'm rich. If they win, I'm rich.
Wow, I'll tell you right now.
Cowboys, just put the week down for the Cowboys.
It's Carolina Panthers. So the weather ain't going to be right.
The Panthers don't even get the first pick if they get the first because they traded away. Apparently.
They're already teams, man. It's like the Giants and the Panthers. But they said if the Giants win one more game, they can move out of a spot to get a franchise quarterback. And there's 6 games left. I don't know if they could win another game. They got a tough
schedule. Well, what about Bryce Young? What is he? He's their number one pick from last year. Are they already clearly saying that he's not the guy and they're going to move on
from him? Right. Remember last year? He was the guy, Bryce. Yeah, right. And where is he now?
There's more than 6 games left.
Wait, what? Well, this is week 11, right?
This is week 11. So this is one.
And there's 17 games, right? So 6, right?
No, it's this week,
man.
And that's 8.
18 games or 17?
How many games are there? But it's still 7 because you're counting this week as already happened. This week has not happened. So I'm counting as – I say 7, but whatever. There are 7 game weeks.
7 –
I think so.
Oh, yeah, you're right, because there's 18 games in the season.
The season
right,
is dwindling, man. It's fucking wrapping up. And they're already talking playoff pictures, and the teams on the NFC have all lost a bunch of games.
NFC is like crap this year, you know, compared
to... The Eagles, Lions... 49ers and Seahawks are the only good teams. Everybody else is at 50% or so. The Seahawks are kind of – everybody else sucks, though. Cowboys 6-3, but they're not going to catch up to the Eagles at 8-1.
Who's playing the Eagles this coming Sunday?
It's going to be on Monday night, and it's going to be against the Chiefs.
Oh, that's Monday night. The Chiefs-Eagles. I like the Chiefs.
Where are we at? Go back to the game.
Jaguars. The Jaguars at home giving 6.5 points to the Titans. And that's long hair. I'm going to go with him. I don't think he'll lose 2 in a row. He had a bad game.
I'm going with Jacksonville, too.
Jaguars. Okay, Chuck.
I'll take the Jaguars. I don't believe in the Titans. Remember the Titans? No, forget them. Forget the Titans.
They're in on the, because the Giants have the
second
worst.
They're last place. The Titans are 3-6. And the Jaguars are 6-3. I'm sorry. I'll go with the better team.
I told you before if the season ended now, it would be Carolina first pick, Giants second. And who the heck was the other 4, 3, 4? Yep. All right, the Texans at home against the Cardinals, giving 4. Man, this game's tough to pick.
Getting 4 points.
They're getting 4.
AFC NFC.
I'm taking the Cardinals because the quarterback is the difference for that team.
Give me the Texans.
The Texans have that young kid.
Give me the Texans.
Yep. And Chuck takes the Texans too, right?
I do. I believe the Texans will win this game.
That's the first pick I took, the first game against which we'll –
Are you telling me the Cardinals are the favorite to win this game?
No, Texans are 4-point favorites.
Okay,
and their over and under is 47.5 points. So they figure it's going to be a high-scoring game. It's the rookie quarterback against...
And you're going with the Cardinals, Lou?
Yeah, I got a hunch. I got a hunch. Usually it works out. Hunches usually come back to bite you on the butt. But we'll see.
Well, we're going to find out.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll be sure to remember that next week.
Yeah.
Lou on a hunch. Lou on a hunch.
Yeah. 49ers at the Buccaneers.
No,
Buccaneers 49ers. This is another hard game because the Buccaneers aren't bad.
They're at 49ers.
What's the Buccaneers record?
They're 4-5 right now, and the San Francisco 49ers are 6-3. They went on a 3-game losing streak.
They're at San Francisco. Give me San Francisco. They're at San Francisco.
I'm taking San Francisco.
Well, man, who takes Frisco? Hollywood takes Frisco, San Fran. And you know what? I'm going to take them too.
You got us.
Baker Mayfield has been playing great, man. He's not bad.
They're at home though. This is the last stretch of the season. They got to show up. For the home field, the 49ers are gonna play hard because they, you know.
The 49ers are at home, right?
Yes, it's at San Francisco.
Yeah, Chuck, who do you like?
I got to go with the 49ers, man.
Right.
There's no way they're going to lose this game.
Right.
You go ahead and go on a hunch. I'll take the point.
All right. The Rams at home giving 1 point to the Seattle Seahawks.
Wow.
Wow. That's an even game when they give 1 point favorite.
Another NFC, AFC match.
I'm taking the Rams on this. Of course, what's his name? The quarterback is back.
Tony. Where are you at, Tony, man? This is both NFC teams, man.
What are you doing, Hollywood?
Give me the Seahawks. Give me the
Seahawks. Where are you at,
bro? Yeah.
Here it is. I said it's an NFC versus NFC. I'm
the Rams
you, give me this.
And the Seahawks. And 1 point. That's so even, it's like you can roll the dice, man.
Seahawks.
So who do you want?
I'm taking the Seahawks.
All right, Hollywood's taking them also. Let's see this. All right, a couple games.
Lou, the Rams are 3-6, man. Don't tell me you took the Rams.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Is this
another hunch?
A hunch.
What the fuck?
All right, I'm going to have a knife in my back, probably. Oh, my
goodness.
Okay, let's go. The Denver Broncos at home, giving 2 points to the Minnesota Vikings.
Man. New man on the Minnesota Vikings.
Every time I pick the Broncos, they lose. And
fuck,
I don't
me
know
too,
what
man.
The hell they're at home, though. I'm going with them. I am. Looks like they're jazzed up.
They're
they
jazzed
like the
every
up.
Every time I pick against the fucking Vikings, they win.
If they had their quarterback that hurt the Vikings, I
every time I pick against the fucking Vikings, the Vikings, they win.
Hollywood, you're taking the Broncos.
I'm taking the Vikings, thank you.
No, really?
Yes, Vikings.
All right.
The Vikings.
You shocked me last week when you picked the Broncos, and now you're going with the Vikings. Chuck, who do you like?
Man, every time I pick against the freaking Vikings, they win. I'm going to pick against them again today. Fuck it.
Going with
Put
the Broncos.
Put me down for the Broncos.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I'm telling you, man. They'll probably win.
They'll probably win. It's locked in now. So y'all think the Broncos.
One more
I
game.
I take the point in the Vikings.
Monday Night Football. The Kansas City Chiefs at home.
Oh, my God, this
three
game.
3 points to the Eagles.
At Kansas City. Oh, this
I
good.
Love
give
the Chiefs in this game.
Give me the brotherly shove. I'll take the Eagles.
Oh. All
right.
Give me the shover. The eagle. I want the shove.
The ego flies again.
It depends on if Taylor Swift is there.
You know something? I love the Chiefs in this game, really.
Then take them.
I did.
I go with the wings. Chiefs have feathers. Eagles have
Chuck,
wings.
Chuck, who do you like?
Well, this is the toughest pick game to pick of the week,
it's
I think.
It's like 3 points. It's probably because they made 3 points because they were at home.
But I am taking it under advisement, and I do have it. I do have an understanding that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's parents will meet each other. Yeah, they're all going to meet each other at the Chiefs-Eagles game.
Big bacchanal there with them. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah, great. Eagles! Get the fuck.
So who do you want, Chuck?
Despite all that, though, I am taking the fucking Philadelphia Eagles.
Right.
I think they're going to win this game on the road, and they're going to fucking spoil it for Taylor Swift and the family and fuck them all.
Oh, shove. Taylor Swift's going to cry.
That shove is going to win the Super Bowl for them.
And
that
that's
shove.
The pick for week 11.
That's the pick. Now, we didn't do the standings, but before we go, let's just look at this because it's very interesting about what's going on right now, right? Okay. So AFC East, the Dolphins are on top 6-3, right? The Bills are next, but I don't think they're going to lose again. So those two teams in the East are okay. So AFC West, the Chiefs are on top and pretty much in charge. I don't think that there's any doubt about that. The Ravens and Steelers are pretty close with the Browns. The AFC North
is
close. The
cream is coming to the top now. I said that a few weeks ago.
The AFC South, the Jaguars are atop, but the Texans and the Colts are good. The Titans suck ass, but they're at the bottom. The NFC East. The Eagles, like, Cowboys are close, but, I mean, the Eagles, 8-1, makes me think. And then the 49ers and Seahawks, then the Lions, maybe the Vikings. Well, when they beat the Broncos, they'll be 7-4.
You know, the best teams are the teams that have players that can play hurt. Because at this time of the year, players start going down. You notice that?
Look at the NFC South. The Saints are at 5-5, and they're leading the division. 5-5, and they're leading the NFC South. Isn't that ridiculous?
That's why the Jets are still in play. Even though, you know, they have 4 wins.
Nah, but yeah, but 4-5, but the Bills are 5-5, so that's close.
That's
and the Dolphins
right.
are 6-3. You know, 2-game swing, that's the Jets could get the playoffs. Right? The Jets, you know,
right.
the wild card at least. And
if
I don't think they're going to
win
get...
Sunday.
Can they win Sunday?
If,
that's the question.
That's a big if.
Super Bowl is still the Eagles for me. I still think the Eagles.
I think Kansas City is going to try to make it, what is it, 2 in a row? That would be something. With the Eagles play, you know, this game coming up, it's going to be some game. The Chiefs Eagles. That's gonna
Listen,
be a good one.
I'm gonna make a bold prediction here. And Chuck, who do you think is gonna win the Super Bowl right now?
What teams?
Oh my goodness.
From the AFC and the NFC.
So I'm thinking it'll be Chiefs Eagles.
Yep.
And I'm thinking I'm thinking it'll be Eagles.
All right. I think so, too. But check this out. The Broncos have 8 more games to play, right? They're going to go against the Vikings. They're going to win. They're going to go against the Browns. They're going to win. They're going to go against the Texans. They're going to win. They're going to lose the first game against the Chargers. They're going to lose to the Lions. They're going to beat the Patriots. They're going to beat the Chargers a second time. And they're going to beat the Raiders for the last time to secure a spot in the playoffs as the dark horse.
Somebody's going to go on a run. That always happens.
But look, they're going to lose to the Vikings. They're not gonna beat the Lions. They're not gonna. They could beat the Patriots.
You got
the Broncos.
Ball Hollywood.
No, look, the Broncos can beat the Patriots. The Broncos can beat the Texans. The Broncos could beat the Raiders. The Broncos could beat the Browns. I don't think
they can't beat the Lions, man.
And they play the Chargers. And they play the Chargers twice. So one of those games.
The Broncos
is a
cannot beat the Texans.
No.
Yes, they can. The Broncos have beaten every good team except the Dolphins.
Who did they, no? The next game
they play.
Who did they play? Who did they play? Denver now. The next game. Sunday.
The Vikings, and they're going to lose.
Why would you say that? I think they're going to win.
They're going to lose, and then
they're
going to win.
They're at home. It's going to be 45 degrees and sunny.
It goes lose, then win. It goes lose, then win, then lose, then win.
The rest
like
of their schedule is losing, teams at losing records, probably.
They're not going to beat the Lions, but they'll beat the Chargers once, the Patriots.
No,
they'll beat
Chargers
them.
Is a tough game for them.
They have them twice, though. That's why I said they're going to beat them once out of the two games. They have two games against the Chargers. And they're going to beat them once and lose the other one. So, again, that's two more victories and two more losses. All they have to do is beat the Browns, which is easy, and the Texans, which is cake. And, look, the Broncos are going to win the Super Bowl. That's my...
It's actually going to be the Cowboys. Everybody knows that. But...
You got to watch the Dolphins in the AFC. That team is pretty good.
The Cowpie? Cowpie's
going to win. They got the best receivers.
Yeah, the Cowpie's going to win. You're going to step
eating
right
the magic mushrooms. Eating the magic mushrooms you find under the Cowpie.
Man, we're running. Look at this. We're running. This show is going like.
It's not going over. It's always set for an hour and a half.
Oh, so where are we now? An hour and 10.
I'm in Colorado right now.
No, it's an hour and 10. No, an hour and 8 minutes.
Well, Chuck, he wants to end, so let's end.
You want to end? If you don't want to, I don't care.
No, I don't care. What else you got? You want to end, Tony?
Sure.
All right. Then this is the end.
There used to be a song. This is the end, my only friend,
from,
the end.
From the Doors.
Yep.
From the Doors. With me, all I have to do to end is type ZZ. And then next thing you know, it's the end. Sure. I type the ZZ and then I click the button. Oh, yeah, but hey, thanks for listening, all right? And have a good evening, and we'll do the end again, just for kids. Thank you.
This has been a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.